It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome. You listen to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, thanks for tuning in. It's the holiday weekend. And if you're ever firing up a grill, this would be the one to do it. There's a lot going on this weekend, and I hope you're a part of it, and you're going to create a little grill envy in your backyard. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, Jop. Conrad, good morning. Welcome, grilling guys of America.
Yeah.
We're so happy to have you join us, whether you're listening on Jethro FM family or Jethro AM, Country with a Twist, or the various other stations, WBRN, WJIM, those who carry us, or podcasting, which is a giant number now for us. If you're not taking it as a podcast, hit thegrillingguys.com and click on the link, or just go to your Apple podcast app. If you have an Apple, and if you have an Android, they have an app too. I can't think of the name of it, but you just punch in The Grillin' Guys and see if we come up.
Yes,
we normally do. We're not on Spotify.
Can't afford the dues.
I don't know. I've never even researched it, but right. We have thousands of people every week getting the show, and it's just a great way to get us into your back pocket if you want
exactly.
to.
Exactly. Exactly. So
or wherever you carry your phone.
Right. Barbecue Bob, summer has sprung. We still have fall nights and spring days, so that's that equals summer. I mean, this week it was got down to 40. I got the pool open. I don't know if you got yours open yet, but that sucks up a lot of juice if you're trying to heat through a 40-degree night, so I just let her go. I didn't turn it on yet. We got 60-degree water, you know, so nobody's going to be swimming this weekend, I don't think.
It's a little warmer in Lake Michigan.
Yeah, pour the dollars into the pool like you have to. But I had three different nights this week where family was over or friends, and you know, it feels like barbecue season to me, man, because we were just doing burgers. We did some brats, and I did some chicken one night, you know, just kind of dusting it all off. Mm-hmm. And there was, most was like eight. There was, the last night was five. And, you know, so I got
the
a new
the Joppy Grill.
Yeah. I got a new grandson. So
no reservations needed.
Right. Yeah. Anytime that my son and daughter-in-law are willing to come over and bring that new baby, they're welcome. So they.
Oh, you probably got a few volunteers to hold it.
Oh
too.
Yeah. Even the turns
is,
out
is
the,
it a little boy.
Yeah, Roman.
Oh,
is
that's
his name.
Right. Yeah,
turns
sure.
out the little guy even likes me. I think he likes sitting on my shelf. You know what I mean? And his belly's kind of soft and just, you know, I got that old man belly, so he's digging it. But yeah, we're having fun.
Well,
with that.
You're gonna
you got a load of
you're
grandkids
gonna enjoy
too.
That because it's you know as nice as it is to have kids, the grandkids takes it to a different level.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd like to say it's because you don't have to take care of them, but that's not it.
Right.
Because we do have to take care of ours. No, we don't really. We volunteer to have them over as much as possible. We've got some twins up from Tennessee right now, and in a couple weeks they move out of their house and they're moving in with us for the summer.
Oh, really?
Because they're heading out to New York.
Right.
Loaded up the truck and moved to NYC.
Yeah. Song like that somewhere. But so did you cook anything this week?
Yes, I did. I really went at it hard. I did burgers.
Oh, yeah. You know what, though? Those are always a hit,
always.
Man. Yeah. So we, I had some burger left over from that cow that you arranged for me, the quarter cow.
Last year.
And, you know, it's in those plastic tubes.
Right.
If you let those things thaw out and then don't knead them much, you just cut the little plastic
and
off
nice
there and just break
pucks.
Off pieces and make patties out of them.
Yep.
Oh, man, do those make great
Isn't
burgers.
That good
they
burger?
Hold together. And but that was the thing is, like, my son came over and he was putting seasoning in there and he's in there twisting it all with his hand.
Oh,
and then
I
you put them
that.
Back on the grill
yeah.
and they kind of fall apart. And so that was the tip is don't over massage
yeah.
your burger when you season it. Put seasoning on the outside, make your patties, don't press them too hard, And
it's so hard not to say something when you see people doing that. Yeah. It's just like, oh, darn it.
Yeah. Yeah, but if you don't beat them up before you put them on the grill, they'll hold together a lot better, and they're a lot juicier.
And was it the seasoning where you have like Lipton soup and all that stuff?
Well, no.
It was actually from Sobeys.
It was actually from Sobeys. It's Tim's blend. Oh, okay. I use that on everything. You know,
yeah, thing applies to meatloaf and
right.
You know, meatballs, any of that stuff. Minimal molestation.
Right. Yeah. We'll make a much better product. Absolutely. But
I just think that decks suck.
You know what? They suck up a lot of money because and time. And yes, my deck is probably 15 years old. I see it
look
all
at that.
Beat up, man. What
look
happened?
Look at that, Conrad. Look at my hand.
Did you? You were sanding. That's a sander that got away from you.
I rented a drum sander, and I got most of it with the drum sander. But that leaves, it's a 30-year-old deck, so not all the wood's the
level.
Same thickness or level. Or,
it's cupped
so
or
you
whatever,
got all
yeah.
these spots, and so I got my 90-degree angle
grinder out.
Oh. And they make these cool heads that are like little pads of sandpaper.
Like
and
flaps
there's
almost.
A million of them,
yeah, right.
And, man, that cleans it up beautifully. And every now and then, if you're not careful...
Apparently, you weren't, according to your index, middle, and ring finger on your left hand.
That'll take a squirt of Bactine.
I'm telling you. It'll take off, and it'll walk right across you.
Right. So it must be you run it with your right hand and yes. brace yourself with your left.
Holding my fat body up with my left hand because you're bent over the entire time.
Oh, that's no fun. Yeah,
holy
you're
cow.
Right. Deck suck.
But, man, it looks wonderful, and... I think I'm just going to put linseed oil on it.
See, and I went to your new store, Menards, and went through the paint department with a very, very knowledgeable person, and they walked me through, and I ended up with a Dutch Boy product that was a clear sealer.
I saw that.
Right? And, boy, I tell you what, that stuff worked great, super easy, rolled. Just had a 3-inch nap roller. That I rolled that stuff on and it covered perfectly and it looks great. The only drawback is that it's a little slippery.
It's $30 a gallon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And I, six of those and I was done.
Right. I'm looking to get a 5-gallon jug of linseed oil.
Yeah.
Because I put some on the stuff I resurf that's already done. And man, it just brought the grain right out. It looks gorgeous. It darkened it up a little bit.
Yep, this did too. Even though it said it was clear, it did darken it.
But this isn't slippery at all.
No. Well, I mean, not to my feet, but you sit in a chair and the chair will kind of slide out from under you a little bit. And so that's not a good thing.
Maybe you were just having a few too many cocktails.
Well, there was 3 trial runs on it. I'll give you that. Yeah.
Also, just I guess want to tell everybody to remember the holiday and think about maybe any loved ones you have in your family that have fallen in wartime or maybe just all those people who have fallen that you'll never know, would never know, but there's millions of them. And this is the weekend that we set aside after World War I it started, right? And we're going to have Major Steve Prince on later on to talk about maybe his version being a retired Army major. He's got a great tradition and a devoutness to him that's I think people need to hear.
Yeah, and we took CPL classes from Steve.
Yes.
So he's a very talented guy.
Yes.
Gives all of his time away these days. And you'll want to be here in the third segment when he's on because he's a super interesting dude. And there's no better time than right now. Now, Bob, I'm looking on the show plan. We don't follow this very often. But the cut-up knuckles were not on there, but Poison Ivy is. So,
yeah,
it's that time of year.
All I had to do was mow the lawn and make a couple runs through some paths in the woods that I like.
Right, to dump your clippings. Yeah.
No, just to mow them down a little bit.
Oh, okay.
And, yep, there you go.
Yeah.
Wow.
Itchy? Yeah,
It's rather annoying. My wife got it too. I'm not sure.
Yeah,
she rubbed off on me or what?
Well, coming up next, we're going to tell you how to, as Bob says, put on the Ritz and impress some of your guests this weekend on the grill. You're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine, Fenn Valley Vineyards.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You've got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
With the Grilling Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard Masters, barbecue blasters.
Welcome back. It's the Grilling Guys, and you're listening to the Memorial Day weekend version, and we appreciate you tuning in. Hope your weekend is started off great here on a weekend morning when you're listening to us. You know, you got a Bloody Mary in your hand or a big cup of coffee. That'd be a good thing right now. Sit back, relax, and
agua.
Yeah, let's have a little bit of barbecue talk. So, this is the weekend that traditionally kicks off the barbecue season. Many of our listeners, you're year rounders like we are, but if you're not, this is the season. And as Bob calls them, the seagulls come in this time of year, and those are neighbors and friends that show up that just want to, you know, say, hey, how you doing? But, oh, by the way.
Smelled the food.
Yeah, smelled the food and brought them through the campground.
It's funny because you live 4 miles away.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they kind of know when a grilling guy, it's a holiday weekend, you're going to have some barbecues. So,
well, I liked what you said about getting out the old burger out of the freezer. And you need to, by the way. That's now a year old.
Right,
so,
yep.
And as, it's fine, as we learned from Tim, it and unless it's 72 below zero, it's not totally frozen. Bacteria still grows, so
right.
It's not like wine where you can keep it for
right.
a long time.
Right, but
unless you want to age it,
right,
and then do it on the counter.
Aged beef, yeah, right.
So I'm just thinking, it's real easy. You know, you asked me what I grilled this week, and I was just really busy with my new job and everything, and probably working on the deck every night and stuff like that. Plus, if it's just Maureen and I very often am guilty of not having a lot of prep done.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's just like, I don't know, what do you want to eat?
Yep.
And we got a freezer full of proteins, and or we'll stop and get some.
Right.
I'm a big fan of swinging by Sobey Meats because it's just a wonderful experience.
Always.
And the meat's great. But I'm thinking that I'm guilty of not doing some fancy little things very often. So I just encourage people to put on the Ritz, even if it's just for your bride or your kids, or, you know, make it special. If you're going to take the time to get that grill fired up, get out there and get something done. And even if it's like, if you just make your own topping,
yep.
You know,
simple as get some mushrooms and some sweet onions and slice up the mushrooms and
yeah.
the onion, and then put them in a pan, saute them with a little garlic olive oil, and
hit them with some 18-year balsamic from Old World when
right.
you're done.
Yep, and let that caramelize, reduce it down a little
so
bit.
So good.
Oh, man, a topper for a steak or even a burger. That's just a fantastic
one.
I'm
a big fan of green sliced olives. I love olive burgers.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
mixed into mayo, or do you just put the olives on?
No, I put the mayo on the bun, just lettuce and green olives, and that's it.
Yeah, you mentioned Sobey's.
Maybe some Swiss.
Yeah, you mentioned Sobey's. I called Tim earlier this week. We are having 12 people over for Sunday for a kickoff the summer steak fry. And I called Tim, and he's custom cutting 12 inch and a quarter ribeyes for me. And
why so thin?
Yeah, right, exactly. And
I thought you were a 2-inch guy.
Right, well, the ladies. Well, no, I should say
because you got to buy 12 of them is the answer, Bob.
Yeah. Dibbity, dibbity. Yeah. But anyway, so I'm headed over there, and so you know, you talked about putting on the Ritz. That's a nice meal.
So what are you going to do for those steaks? You going to do any toppers? Maybe a little.
Just what I said: the mushrooms and onions, and with the balsamic
béarnaise, maybe.
No, there's no béarnaise. Oh. Does not come to my party.
Oh,
I'm
love
it! I'm not that guy.
Love it.
No, that's
so
not my
good.
Guy. I mean, if somebody
it's
else
kind of gravy.
There is a chef coming, a trained chef that's coming to the party. So if he wants to make béarnaise, he can make
there
it in my
go.
Kitchen. But that's not me.
This is all about you.
No, it's not. But I'm giving ribeyes and baked potatoes, and then everybody else is bringing a dish to pass.
Damn it, and that's what you're getting.
Yeah, right.
You'll eat these onions.
Yeah, and you'll like them. Yeah. Well, at some point, you got to limit what you have.
I get it.
And, but no, everybody's graciously bringing something to pass, so all I did was proteins and potatoes. And
what's Stan bringing?
What he might be the one that's doing the béarnaise.
Oh,
yeah. So,
you got to give him something to
right.
do.
I believe, though, I believe he's doing some crab cakes that are going to come with it. Oh. So we're going to do a little surf and turf. But should be a great meal. And
you're
going to
fire up
day.
The heater?
What? Oh, yeah. It'll be going. I think that, yeah, it'll be going, but. It takes so long to get that, you know, when it's cold for the beginning of the year.
And oh, man.
With it being down to 40 a couple nights this week, I didn't even try. I knew I had to be throwing money in the water.
I'm telling you, man, and try heating mine. It's even bigger.
Oh, I know.
And my heater's like 300,000 BTU.
Yeah.
And that gas meter is right by the master bedroom.
Can't sleep at night
when it's on?
Oh,
my God. When I first fire up the pool, it's just whistling for like a day and a half. And right. I'm just Jones, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, what am I doing?
Dollar, 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 dollar. As it sits here, yeah.
Yeah, I don't even check my fuel gas bills anymore. It's just like, I know combined we're going to have 600 a month no matter what month it is.
Right, yeah, so. Right. Yeah, whether you're heating the
they
place
got you
or
on the
cooling
hook.
The place.
So yeah. What other things can you do to put on the Ritz for people?
You know,
I think you tend to really like shrimp, and I think some of these recipes we throw out during the season are good. Like, one way to put on the Ritz is people never buy scallops. Buy some scallops.
Right.
You know, get some. It's always easy to do shrimp, but do shrimp and scallops. Do skewers. Do maybe do some Hawaiian skewers,
right,
if you will.
That's what I was going to ask you. I'm not real seasoned on cooking scallops. I do them maybe once a year. I think you might do them a little more. Give us a tip on what do you prepare them? They come out of a package, and then what do you do to them, and how do you cook them?
Well, you know, buy them from somebody you know.
Right.
You know, so that you have a, if you're going to put on the Ritz, if you're going to treat some people, make sure you have a supplier that's consistent. But I'm going to really just use salt, pepper, and fresh thyme.
Okay.
And it's all you need. They're so fantastic.
Did you oil them up a little bit so they don't stick to the grill?
I do. And basically whatever oil's in my hand, I don't really care so much
not
about
much
that.
Not much of it on there.
I'm not going to put a big profile on a scallop.
Right.
It's just so beautiful and delicate.
So do you cook them? They're about as big around as a golf ball, most of them, and flat, right?
Right.
But
I get the big ones for grilling.
Yeah. Are you putting them on a skewer, or
absolutely,
are you just putting them right on the grill? Or
Either on a skewer or in a basket. I'm really, you know, I'm a huge basket fan.
Right.
And depends on which grill I'm firing up, but I'm about ready to fire up that big Argentinian one, that big stainless one that guy made for
Be
us.
Be careful, that'll burn you.
Yep.
That grill is wonderful, but it the whole thing gets hot.
But if you just burn briquettes in that one,
yeah, right, and not the lump, yeah.
Right.
So you're hearing little tidbits here of mistakes that we've made, and and we're never going to do it again because
as you look at the scars on my hand, oh no, these will get ripped off this afternoon as soon as I get back home and start working on it.
Yeah, exactly. but anyway, yeah. So scallops are good. And how do you know when they're done?
That's a good question. Maybe the feel? I don't know. I just know they don't take very long.
They firm up, and I think they get a little bit opaque more than they are when you put them on there, and that'll let you know that they're – but it's the firmness. They're not going to be spongy like they are when you put them on, right?
Right.
They tighten up a little bit, and then you know that they're – They're done.
But that's funny because I never really test them. I just cook them and
see
serve them. Yeah.
Yep.
And I'm more often putting them in a basket, so it's harder to touch without burning yourself.
Coming up next, we're going to get some Memorial Day stories from our friend Major Steve Prince. Stick with us. We'll be back.
We live it. We love it. Allen Bob Sports. Sportsman serving sportsmen.
When it's time for bass fishing, don't do it bass ackwards. Go to the bass fishing experts at Allen Bob Sports, now inside Millbrook Tack Building at 510 68th Street Southwest, just off 131. Tell them you want the Grillin' Guys discount and you'll save $5 off your $25 purchase with some exclusions. Allen Bob Sports, online at allenbobs.com.
Hi, this is Jim, founder of Schmoe's Brewing Company. We're a small, family-owned brewery that serves the Grand Rapids neighborhoods. We do things a bit differently at Schmoe's, sort of old school. We make all the styles of beer true to style. That's our focus. So you want to relax and enjoy a well-made craft beer that tastes like a craft beer is supposed to taste, stop into Schmoe's. We're located in Cascade on Patterson Ave, right before the ice rink. Or check us out at schmoes.com. We're open every day but Sunday.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. It's the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. If you just tuned in, we were talking about kind of upping your game a little bit when it comes to your grill for this holiday weekend, and try something new. I think that you'll enjoy it. Speaking about something new, we've got an old friend on the line right now.
He's not as old as me.
I know. Well, me either. But he's been a friend for a long time.
That's right. It's retired Army Major Steve Prince. How are you, pal?
Outstanding. How are you guys?
Have not seen you in a while, and I just enjoy talking to you and seeing how the world's treating you, or how you're treating the world. But it's such a I don't know. Memorial weekend to me is always one of those where I make sure and hit the brakes.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to encourage our listeners to do the same thing. And I thought you might have, being that you actually were a dean at Western, I believe, and a recruiter and all these things. Let's.
Yeah, I was an instructor. I don't want to take away from anybody that was actually a dean. Yeah,
ROTC. Oh, no, you worked with a guy named Dean. Yeah, that's right. Well, you actually do work with Dean at the ministry.
I work for a dean, that's pretty much the same thing.
I don't know. Yeah, and that's Warrior Set Free, but and that's a cool mission. We appreciated your coming in a few weeks ago and chatting about it. But Memorial Day.
Yeah.
Tell us something.
Well, you know, one thing for those people that aren't in the military or haven't served or, you know, aren't a family member is one thing that this holiday is different for. We're honoring those who died in the service of our country. And I think a lot of times people get confused between Memorial Day and Veterans Day and 4th of July. They're all kind of have a military slant to them.
Right.
But the memorial is for those who actually made the final sacrifice, who died serving our country. And I think about, of course, everything for me is faith first. And even Jesus said, greater love has no man than this, that they lay down their lives for their friends. And when someone signs that contract to serve our country, they're serving everyone in our country, both current and future. So those men and women who made the final sacrifice on the battlefield or even in training, defending this nation, I, even as a veteran, owe them a great debt of gratitude. And for those that didn't serve, it kind of can be a distant thing when you hear about, you know, these men and women that died. But my roommate in college, Sean Grimes, we were at Michigan State from 94 to 97. We lived together in the same house in Lansing. And he got killed in Iraq on March 4th, 2005. And when I think about Sean, I think about our memories, but I also think, you know, he's been gone 18 years to where if things ended up different, you know, he'd probably have a family, he'd probably have kids, he'd probably have a home somewhere near the Detroit area. and just everything that he sacrificed and lost because he swore an oath to defend this country. So it is personal. It's real people who made a real sacrifice to defend a nation that a lot of us take for granted. So it's an important time to pause, enjoy the day off, but remember that this nation is bought and paid for by men and women who paid with their own lives.
That's true, and that should just put a highlight marker or an asterisk, something on your radar that says, okay, when it comes time for elections to come around, I've got to pay attention to this and that. And you know, who you put in office has a lot to do with all of our lives, whether you're in the military or not, but especially if you're in the military. I mean, you might have somebody that would want to do something stupid like send troops to Ukraine or something like that.
Yeah. And really abuse the,
yeah,
you know, if we don't
the
use
family.
The military correctly,
yep.
You know, we're not dummies. We figure that out. And some great men and women have left the service just because of the policies and procedures of the politicians that are putting them in harm's way for situations that may or may not be a good idea.
Yeah, and people say, oh, you know, I don't get involved in politics, or I don't, you know, I don't vote, or I don't this and that. Well, that's your choice, but you have to remember that you do have a nation that wants you to love it, and you have a lot of people here that need protection, and we have a way of doing it, and it's called the U.S. military, and we want to make sure it's run by adults, and there's people's lives at stake, and there's your fortune at stake, and many people have already laid down for that. I mean, I think of World War One. There's just a load of World War One movies out there that you can watch if you want to figure out how this holiday started, but you think about the people that have died foolishly. I mean, it's just, war is so stupid. It just, you know, we don't need to do this anymore.
Well, and there's a balance, right? Because we can't leave evil unchecked. Another verse that I always think about, my mom. I wasn't allowed to say the word hate when I was a kid. I was raised in a great home, and we couldn't even say the word hate. But Romans 12:9. Says your love must be sincere. Hate what is evil, cling to what is good. So when we deploy to destroy evil, that's a worthy cause. And there's a lot of evil in this world, but we need to be very careful of where we go and what we're trying to influence in an effort to defend our own borders and defend our own people. We can't be everything for everyone, and unfortunately I think that's what our nation has tried to do, is no matter where our interests are, they send the military, and not always for the right reason. I know he wasn't the first person to say it, but I heard Rush Limbaugh say, our military exists to kill people and break their things. We're not nation builders. We're not politicians. We're not peacekeepers. We're there to, that's why we carry weapons. That's why we have tanks. And
yeah. And I would
fighter
say
jets. We're not there to, you know, be nation builders.
No,
so
no.
If used properly, the military does a phenomenal job.
Yeah, it's not a social justice warrior campaign thing where you've got to be politically correct or do all these crazy things that people are doing. But it is just there to break things and kill people. And there's a time when you have to do that. And you want to make sure that your morale of the people you're sending out there is as high as possible, because your opponents might be, and the technology and the weapons you deploy and all those things come to mind. But that's why people have to pay attention to their country. And you're absolutely right that that is the only purpose for it. But and the same thing there, if you're paying attention to your country, you might keep those warriors out of harm's way. You might keep them from doing something foolish like getting parachuted into, right now would be Ukraine. I mean, there's a skirmish going on there for a reason. It's not our reason. It's not our fight. And we need to learn to keep our nose out of other people's business. America doesn't have to be the world's police force anymore.
Yeah, all that comes with a price.
Yep.
Even if it's the life of one soldier, sailor, airman, or marine, every life has value.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
100%.
Yeah, so we've got about 20 seconds. Give us a way to get a hold of you for Warrior Set Free.
WarriorSetFree.org or all the social media platforms. We have a lot of videos on YouTube. Unfortunately, they're me talking, but you'll get to a good...
That's all right.
People say that about this show, too, Steve.
Our tagline is fighting for those who fought for us.
All right.
This military service comes with a heavy price, and we try and help them.
Well, next time you're in Grand Rapids, give me a call. We'll hook up for dinner or something.
Sounds great.
Okay, buddy. Take care.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Retired Army Major Steve Prince, what a great perspective. This gentleman is giving his life to help those that have helped all of us. And he deserves a
and now he does missionary work.
That's right, and he's so humble. But anyway, coming up next, we're going to go up to Rockford, Michigan, to a little place called Herman's Boy. Really unique joint, and you're going to like it. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Barbecue Bob for Garrett's Appliance. Lots of folks are remodeling, and if you are, you owe it to yourself to go to Garrett's Appliance. They made my kitchen the perfect example of elegant and functional. Visit either location, 29th Street in Kentwood or 28th Street in Wyoming. Garrett's Appliance also has a super lineup of patio kitchen equipment, and you can count on their design team for a perfect outdoor grilling area. Visit GarrettsAppliances.com. That's GarrettsAppliances.com.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guy.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Major Steve Prince, what a champ. That guy is amazing at what he does, and he's given all his time to make it better for the rest of veterans that he has a chance to impact. That's a wonderful thing. But speaking of impact, I was... out, I needed a new barbecue thermometer for my big green egg, right? So I had the occasion to stop by a place called Herman's Boy, which is a big green egg dealer up in Rockford. I was coming south.
Went there years ago.
Yeah. So anyway, while I was there, as a grilling guy does, I seek out the guy who's running the joint. And now on the live line with us, it's Brian from Herman's Boy. Brian, welcome to the show, man.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, you know what? I thank you for making time for us. I know Memorial Day weekend, this is a busy time for you, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We started off with about 50, 60 pounds of pork this morning to do pulled pork.
Good for you. So tell our listeners a little bit about Herman's Boy, because you got a really unique gig going on in Rockford.
Right, yeah. So my father and brother started what was then called the Melting Pot in 1979. My dad bought a piece of property, which is across from the Corner Bar in Rockford. And he was going to use it as he was in insurance and was going to use it the front as retail, rental, and back as his office. And we always joke that he came home after a long day and my brothers were sitting on the couch, decided they needed a job. My dad's from a small town in Minnesota called New Ulm. And there you're known as your father's son. So Herman's Boy, our name now, was always an advertising for us.
Okay.
We started off with cheese and sausage bought from New Ulm, and then kind of changed into buying coffee from the Coffee Ranch, which was in downtown Grand Rapids. A couple years later, my dad had the opportunity to buy out the Coffee Ranch and moved it on location. So we roasted small batch roasting ever since 1981. But the Coffee Ranch goes back to 1901.
Wow.
And then there was a fudge shop there. And so we got to know Gordy that owned the fudge shop, and he no longer wanted to own it, but still wanted to work. So my dad knocked a hole in the wall, and we became the fudge shop, and the same with the cookery nook. So after a while, we became four stores. And then when we moved to the new location at the farm property, we bought out the outdoor cook, which is when we started doing the outdoor cooking, smoking, and all that.
Yeah, so you have classes there as well, don't you?
We have started up. Obviously, COVID stopped that.
Sure.
And then trying to deal with the aftermath of COVID with staffing issues and other. But this year, starting June 15th, we will start one a month. The first one will be the art of grilling, keeping people to keep the lids closed and searing and all that, teaching them that, and getting rid of the fear of charcoal.
Right.
That's the big thing. People think charcoal's an all-day process, so we kind of try to dispel that rumor.
Yeah, so if somebody wanted to participate in it, how do they do that?
So we advertise on our Facebook. We just give us a call. Classes are $25. The cost is including a meal. So
come on.
Whatever I grill that day for the class, it's going to be a full meal included with that. And it's about an hour and a half.
You can't,
on a Thursday evening.
You can't beat that. If you want some expert tips, real time, this is the place to go. I mean, they're holding classes. Now, describe your little area where you hold these classes, because it's really unique.
So, well, we have a couple of cool new things. We have the barn that we used to use just for storage. Now we've cleared out for, we put a deck on the back so we can, if we get bigger classes, we can hold out there. But we have our main grilling area where we do everything on the green eggs all the time, not just for the classes. So like I said, we do the pork, we do our brisket, corned beef, we do our roast beef, we do chicken wings on Wednesday, we do grilled chicken breasts for salads and that. So everything that's grilled is on the eggs. So we have an area already set up there, and that's where we do the class. And the eggs look weathered because we use them all the time.
Like they should look.
Right,
right,
exactly.
They're not a showpiece. So tell me around the store that $25 for a class, come on. And you get fed, too? You're giving that stuff
exactly
away.
Right.
But hey, it gets people to the store, and that's awesome. So any of our listeners, if you've got a green egg, we get questions about these all the time because they are a unique piece of cooking equipment, right? I have one
right.
on my deck. I use it for specific things, and it's really good at a lot of things. But you got to know how to use it, right? And it's
correct.
That fear of charcoal. It's air in, air out, the amount of fuel, so on. But so tell us, walk us around the store, because it's just not a grilling store. You mentioned all those four pieces that are together. Those are all still at your location, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We still roast. We do mail orders and a big account for wholesale orders for the coffee. Our goal always with the coffee is 48 hours from the roaster out the door. So we don't want, the emphasis is always on freshness. Grinding, all the other little tricks of the trade are fine. If you don't start with a fresh product, you're not going to end up with a fresh product.
Right.
So that's the way we deal with that. We have the bakery. We do a tremendous amount of baking. We've done original bagels since the start. My dad worked with a Jewish bakery out of Ann Arbor. To come up with the plan on that. So we've always done bagels. We do a different featured, like a pecan roll or a cinnamon roll every morning. We have, obviously, the smokehouse from the green eggs. We do pulled pork catering, things like that. And then the candy. We still make the fudge on the big marble tables. We make our hand-dipped chocolates. Everything is done on in-house.
Really unique. If you've not been to Herman's Boy in Rockford, tell us how to get there. The roads are a little jacked up.
Yeah.
I had to go beyond a couple barriers, but I knew where I was going. But if somebody else doesn't, tell us how to get there.
The easiest way, especially if you're coming from Grand Rapids or up from north, is use Northland Drive or the Beltline. If you want to take the 11-mile little, you know, Michigan turn, and it veers onto what's called Old Northland Drive. That way you can go straight to our store, which is just past the unfortunate detour sign that causes a lot of problems, but it's a through traffic sign that now says the businesses are open. We are on the left side right next to the Napa Auto Center. Usually it's just a take a right from the corner bar and find us, but
right.
We can't say that anymore because of the traffic.
Well, I would say that Napa's next to you because you have a big spread there. It's a it's kind of a, you could tell it was an old farmhouse and a, and the homestead that you've kind of kept all of that character there and turned it into a commercial building, right?
Yeah, one half is still the house, and then the main strip there my dad built. You know, people thought we were crazy. Well, my, it was my dad's vision again. They thought he was crazy, but one thing we found, if you establish yourself, the people will follow as long as the product is correct. And I think we do it. We try to do a great job on that.
Yeah, yeah. So you got an online presence?
We have an online, absolutely. We don't have online ordering, but right now that is the goal. We're as old school as it gets. I'm the youngest at 50, so that kind of shows you how tech savvy we are.
Right.
But we are working on the POS system, which then would order it, get us into online ordering.
Yeah, great. Great. That's good. But you know what? The beauty of what you've got is coming there and experiencing it, because you can buy the bagels and the fudge and the, but you can sit down at a nice little table and enjoy them, a cup of coffee and a bagel or a sweet roll or while you're there. I mean, this is, you feel so comfortable and at home when you're in your store, and you've got the little room where all the green egg stuff is. You got stuff nobody else carries in town.
Conrad,
that's why I was there.
Conrad, I don't remember Randy bringing us back any fudge when he went up there. Do you?
No. And I don't. He's been packing fudge for a long time too.
Well, I tell you what. I did get some sauce up there that you guys are welcome to have if you'd like some sauce. But I'll be damned if I'm going to put it on a piece of meat for you.
Oh my goodness! So. Oh, it's
sorry
gone.
About that, Brian.
Gone
that went south
foul here.
But anyway, yeah. No. But thank
we don't
you.
Tell jokes here at all.
Thank you for your time today and much continued success. If you've not been to Herman's Boy in Rockford, look it up. Get up there and check it out. It is a cool store. Nothing like it in West Michigan.
Well, thank you so much for the opportunity.
You bet, Ryan. We'll talk to you soon. Take care.
All right. Thank you. Bye bye.
Wow, you guys, you're pretty hard on a guy. All I'm trying to do is just help a man out with his business. And
how's it feel under the bus there?
Yeah. You know what? I'm okay. But just remember, I got the keys to the bus. So we'll see how this all goes later.
If only his feet could touch the pedals.
You guys got to learn not to drag me into your conversations.
Oh, no. You're always worth
Now that you're in, you're vulnerable.
let's wrap up the show.
Okay.
All right. But anyway, hey, you've been listening to Grilling Guys and our nonsense. Remember the reason for the Memorial Day weekend. If nothing more, say a prayer for those family members that are the survivors of those that gave the ultimate sacrifice, because we all need to go. Take care, enjoy your weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.